The actual process of donating stem cells is completely different from what I actually thought it was. Most people think of it as a big needle that goes into your hip, I think, to extract from your bone marrow. And that was quite an invasive and I think a painful experience for donors. But with science and advances in technology, it's changed a lot over the years. And now it's effectively the lead up, the week leading up to your donation. And this is the bit that I found a little bit unnerving to start with, but I got used to it. You have to inject yourself with something called G-CSF, and that effectively brings the stem cells out of your bone marrow into your blood, if I'm correct. And that prepares you for the donation. And on donation day, they effectively take your blood out of your body through one arm into a machine. The machine spins it around and separates your blood, your plasma, your stem cells, and then they put the blood back in through your other arm.
No. Okay. And
They're completely different, and it took about, I think it was about 5 hours.
all right, so are you sort of watching TV or something while all this happens?
It's a noisy machine. There was four of us in the little room in the hospital, all donating at the same time. So there's the small TV. You can put your laptop on the table, on the bed in front of you, kind of thing. But I, personally, I just stick my headphones in and just listen to some music for a few hours.
And it's a bit less like blood donation in the fact that with stem cell donation, you get the call to say there's a particular person who needs your particular stem cells.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I actually donate blood every 3 months as well. So I was quite familiar with the similar sized needle going in my arm and blood being extracted. I weren't fazed by that. And like you say, yeah, you donate your blood every 3 months and it doesn't matter about compatibility. And to be fair, the blood bank take any type of blood thing that they're always in need. But yeah, with stem cells, it's different. You have to have a match with the patient. And it's based on a lot of different factors. I think there's some like genetic scientific factors, but also based on height and weight and things like that. Because in order to have enough stem cells produced from the donor, i.e. myself, in order to be enough to help patients, you have to have a similar size or even bigger if possible body shape, because that patient's going to be going through chemotherapy to really knock the illness out of them as much as possible and prepare them ready to accept stem cells. If you don't get enough, then they're in a really vulnerable position. So you need the donor to have produced enough stem cells to not leave the patient in a vulnerable situation afterwards.
I see. I never thought about that. And you found out who your donated cells went to, or not exactly who, but something about them.
A little bit, yeah. So I think there's lots of different policies and regulations which protect both the donor and the patient. GDPR for being one of them. As much as I know, it's somebody who's roughly the same age as me, male in Germany. So the registers are global, or at least there are a lot of countries, I believe. And it's a male in Germany who most likely has no blood kind of relative to me. They're not related to me in any sort of way. They're not that I know of anyway. And that's often the case with stem cell donations. So you could be your brother or your sister could need a stem cell donation. And often the case, they're not a match. It's not usually somebody who's a direct relative who's a match. Unless I think the other case is if you're identical twins, that can be more of a closer match. But often it's someone completely random and potentially in this case, in a different country.
And while all this was going on, there was somebody in your extended family who could have done with some stem cells as well, is that right?
Not at the exact time that I was donating, in the past, and it was just
Right.
a conversation we spoke about, and it was a case of potentially if more people had been signed up to the register back then, who knows what the situation could have been. The more people signed up to these registers, because there are a couple you can sign up to, and the more chance that people in need of stem cell transplants is going to get them. And like for me, I don't know whether or not it has saved this person's life. I really do hope it has, but it's potentially added 10, 20, maybe even more, 40, 50 years onto somebody's life who could potentially be exactly like me, a young guy who's got a family and is trying to live the best life possible. So it's that situation that, no, it wasn't happening right now for my extended family, but back then, if there were more people, you know, it could have been a different story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we should mention, I don't know if we've actually mentioned, it's these go to people with blood cancers. Is that right? What do you know about how it actually helps people?
Yeah, so as far as I'm aware, the main reason to need stem cells is leukemia and blood cancer. Yeah,
yeah. Which, you know, I had someone in my class at school with leukemia, and my goodness, it looked no fun at all. So it's a worthy cause, isn't it?
Well, no, exactly. I mean, no cancer is fun, and no illness is certainly fun either. But with something that requires stem cells, which are not easily come by, not frequently donated as much as we'd hope, and adding into the genetic and athletic matches that you have to have with somebody, and potentially only matches in a different country. The whole point and why I'm so happy to be talking to you today is because if it wasn't for a chance that I think I saw it on a social media platform, an advert for DKMS to sign up to their register. And at that time, when I was flicking through the newsfeed on that site, I just thought, yeah, you know what, why not? I'll sign up to it. It's not going to necessarily impact my life too much by signing up to the register. And in the grand scheme of things, it didn't even impact my life donating either. But it was only by chance. And I think by talking today to yourself and hopefully other people listening, this is like me flicking through that social media feed. This is them potentially just hearing it and think, you know what, why not sign up? Because I could save someone's life. And it's, in the grand scheme of things, a couple of blood tests, a week of injections, and a 5-hour sitting in a hospital. Yeah, it's a week or so out of your life, but it's another God knows how many years for this person who potentially receives it, who could have extended onto their life.
Yeah, it's incredible what modern medicine can do, isn't it? I hadn't heard of these before, I don't think. DKMS, is that right?
That's the register I'm signed up with. There are a couple. I think the NHS have their own as well. But they all work together, and it becomes a centralized register anyway. There's just different paths and different rules and regulations that each of them have. It works across the globe as well. That's how I'm matched with someone in Germany. So that DKMS is just one of the few that I happen to have been registered with.
I see. Well, Jonathan, thank you very much for telling us about your story. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you wanted to get across before we finish?
I think the only thing I would say is, for me, a couple of blood tests, injections, and the day of the donation, it's easy for me to say it now because I've been through it and donated, that actually it's not the biggest thing in the world for a donor to have to go through. But on the lead up to it, and because there isn't loads of experiences out there that people share, it can be quite daunting. So what I would say is there are groups on Facebook, there are blog posts out there, and there's even people like myself willing to talk to anyone who's interested in donating but are a little bit nervous about what it entails. And I think, just, you know, if you have this slightest inkling of wanting to donate but you're a little bit nervous about the whole process, reach out to any of those sources of information, because I know myself as a donor, I'm more than willing to speak to everyone and shout from the rooftops now about how important and how great it is to donate to help potentially save these lives. So the more people we can get talking about it and comfortable with the process, the absolutely better it is for everyone in the world who potentially suffers from one of these awful illnesses.